Hello and welcome back to HCP Live Podcasts. Today, we're exploring the relationship between obesity and what it means for clinicians treating patients with impaired kidney function, especially those with chronic kidney disease. HCP Live sat down with two experts in the nephrology field for today's discussion. First, let's hear from Dr. Holly Kramer from Loyola University Chicago, who also serves as Editor-in-Chief of the Advances in Kidney Disease and Health Journal. Dr. Kramer, can you explain to our audience the broader connection between obesity and impaired kidney function, especially for patients with CKD?
Obesity is not something that's good for the kidneys if you have reduced nephron number. So most people have about a million of these nephrons, the little filtering units in each one of their kidneys. So you have so many nephrons that you can donate a kidney and your kidney function doesn't even change that much. But some people are born with a reduced nephron number. Maybe they were born prematurely or they had genetic reasons that might have caused them to have reduced nephron number. Or you have developed a chronic medical condition that has caused you to lose nephrons, like type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes. Or maybe you've been exposed to like chemotherapy agents or something that has damaged the kidneys and led to loss of those nephrons. So in the setting of obesity with reduced nephron number, it's really a catch-22 because in obesity, you have to increase glomerular filtration rate and increase renal plasma flow in order to meet the increased metabolic demands of the bodies. Because as you gain weight, your metabolic rate actually increases. You just have more body surface area that's creating these toxins that your kidneys have to get rid of. You're eating more calories and more protein that your kidneys have to metabolize. So if you have reduced nephron number, those remaining nephrons have to work a little extra harder anyways. So if you compound that with obesity when you have to increase glomerular filtration rate again, then that means you have a reduced number of nephrons that have to work really hard, and then the obesity makes them work even harder. So it's kind of like if you had a shoe factory and you fire, you know, 3/4 of your employees, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, by the way, we have to make 3 times as many shoes as what we normally do. You know, and so people get tired in that shoe factory. Same thing with those nephrons in the setting of obesity and reduced nephron number. They just kind of wear out. So you have to increase the glomerular capillary that leads the glomerular capillary flow. So that means you're going to actually increase the pressure inside of each one of those nephrons. And that higher pressure can lead to, we call like barotrauma, loss of the nephrons. And it leads to scarring, increased urine protein excretion. And so that's why obesity is a risk factor for kidney disease progression. Really severe obesity, like BMIs above 40, I think, can also even lead to nephron loss itself just because of all of the inflammatory effects that obesity has on the body. And usually you also have diabetes and hypertension. So all of those things kind of can actually cause nephron loss itself.
Next, we will hear from Dr. Vlado Perkovic, provost at the University of New South Wales. Dr. Perkovic, as obesity increasingly intersects with chronic kidney disease, should clinicians be thinking about weight-targeted therapies as disease-modifying treatments rather than adjunctive risk management?
So I think it's important to recognize that the FLOW trial was not a weight loss trial. It was not a trial targeted at people who are obese, and it included people with a broad range of BMIs. I think a quarter of patients had a BMI below 27 in the FLOW trial. So it didn't just focus on obese patients. Clearly, GLP-1 receptor agonists and particularly newer agents like semaglutide and some of those combination agents that are now coming out are incredibly effective at producing weight loss, which in and of itself has an array of different benefits for our patients. But I think what we showed in the FLOW trial is that there are specific kidney benefits that are not necessarily specific to the treatment of obesity. Having said that, you know, the average BMI of people in the FLOW trial was 32. the average BMI of people in the credence trial, you know, several years earlier, not using a drug specifically focused on weight loss, was 31. So what that tells us is that people with diabetes and kidney disease, you know, are on average very overweight. They're in the obese category, and certainly are likely to benefit from weight loss as well. So I think, you know, these are wonderful treatments that help address multiple sort of parallel pathologies that are developing in many of our patients. And it's exciting to think about, you know, the future and whether some of the more potent agents that produce even more weight loss might